Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough in front of you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Welcome back. Hour number two is off and running. And, man, do we have a lot to get to. We're going to talk travel. We're going to talk tourism. And then musical guests tonight. Carrie Underwood is going to be with us. And I'm looking forward to hearing from her about her new song before the hour is out. Welcome in. Hour number two, as I mentioned, that means we're going to open the Ladies Lounge. Kevin McCullough, very thrilled to have you with us. Thank you to Andy McCarthy and Eric Metaxas for joining us in the first hour. If you missed any of it, go get the podcast. You can get the audio versions at SoundCloud.com. You can get the audio version at the Apple Podcast. Are you following us on all of the social media? You know that Twitter deplatformed me a few weeks back. I've sometimes complained about it. I know, not very tasteful. But, you know, they're jerks. So I thought, well, why not let you know where you can be in touch with me? Now, we do have a Radio Night Live Twitter, which is operated by the show staff. Purely. Then we've also got myself on Parler, which you can see. And Parler's back up and running now, so you can go to KMC Radio on Parler. You can join me there. Gab has it as well, KMC Radio. And then, again, if you're on SoundCloud looking for the podcast, go to KMC Radio there. You're going to get it. And get social with us. It's a lot of fun. All right. Now, I don't know if you followed the drama. There's lots of corners of drama in the country right now. For instance, if you're in Texas tonight, you are very, very worried that while your governor has fully opened your state, which is a great thing, they should have been doing that a long time ago, but you're 100% open, and evidently Joe Biden thought that meant the border. So he heard Governor Abbott say, we're going to be open 100%, so Joe Biden just knocked all the fences down and said, come on over if you're across the border from Texas. So they've had in excess of thousands of people per week coming in. The Texas border authorities are trying to do what they can, but there's this kind of wrestle back and forth. In the meantime, Joe Biden, who, look, let's be honest, aside from getting his Jell-O at lunchtime, he doesn't really have a lot of highlights in his day. I mean, if he can waddle to the desk, sign an executive order, take a question, forget where he is, pull his note card out, not be able to read it, stick it back in his pocket and be ushered off. That's a big day for President Asterisk. But what we're dealing with here is the honest contention between the state that's on the border and the people in Washington, D.C., who actually have a lot to gain by letting illegal immigration explode and not doing anything about it. And that's where we're at. So the governor has said, we're going to open up the state following COVID. But we're going to get tough statewide on the border issue, and Biden's trying to keep him from doing that. So if you're in Texas, that's your big issue. Oh, and also, Biden's not taking temperatures, and he's letting anybody who's COVID positive just wander in, get on a bus, go anywhere they want in the country. It doesn't matter. You can't go to church tomorrow in some states because they're going to say it's too dangerous to do that, but they're going to let absolutely anybody in across the border, doesn't matter where they came from, doesn't matter if they've got the COVID, doesn't matter if they have symptoms, they're just going to be allowed to get on buses and go wherever they want. And by the way, we're paying for the mileage on those buses too. So it's just a win-win for everybody that likes to have their money wasted by the government. But that's there. If you're in New York tonight, you're not worried about the border. Tonight you've got a governor in New York State that is in deep, deep trouble. And he's mostly in trouble for the lesser of the two evils. Now I don't say when a man harasses a woman that that's not an evil thing. But I don't compare it to the willful killing of old people that he just didn't seem to care about. Yes, when he put his hand under the girl's shirt, if I was that girl's dad, I'd come punch him in the face, and I wouldn't feel bad about it. I'd be like, you know, do that to my daughter. Stop. You're a bad man. We're going to put you in jail. The fact that it's the sexual harassment stuff that's tripping him up, and now they had the criminal, they've started a criminal investigation because he did evidently put his hand under one girl's shirt and grab her. And I say get the grabber. If the grabber needs to be gotten, the grabber should be gotten. So get the grabber. But please, if you're going to get the grabber, then please convict the killer. Because when you consider the fact that Andrew Cuomo, in his policies, the policies that he clung to tightly during the COVID process, refused to use the resources that the government gave him, didn't use the Mercy Ship, didn't use the Javits Center, didn't use any of these other places to put the COVID positive patients. No, he thought it was a great idea to impregnate the nursing homes where all the vulnerable people are at with COVID positive patients. And by the way, nursing home owners are a big lobby that contribute a lot of money to his campaign. And over the course of the COVID year, he raised nearly $3 million from big, big donations by the COVID centers, who got paid a lot of money in advance and afterwards for taking the COVID positive patients. It's pretty sick when you think about it. But all that aside, when you look at the numbers, he killed close to 16,000 New Yorkers just in the nursing homes. That's not in the hospitals and in other places where he put limitations on the therapies, where he put limitations on the treatments, etc. Just the nursing homes, 16,000 dead due to his policies. You realize that's nearly eight times the amount of people that Osama bin Laden killed on 9/11? Just let that sink in for a second. We were devastated as a nation because a couple of thousand people died in New York City on 9/11. And yes, there were other victims in other places. But in New York City, it was just barely more than 2,000 that lost their lives in the World Trade Towers. He's killed nearly eight times that many people. And to this day, refuses to take responsibility for it. So I'm not really all that bothered about. I mean, I'm bothered that he's harassing people and doing bad things in the harassment issue. And I want justice for those victims. But what I really want is justice for the people whose families lost loved ones and they weren't even allowed to tell them goodbye. That's pretty bad. Now it turns out, and we've known this for a while, that he's kind of a bully. So we started getting assembly members saying, yeah, he'd call up and threaten me and say, if I don't vote with him on this particular thing, he's gonna destroy me. Then a journalist comes forward. Morgan Peckman, he's been on this show, came forward a couple of weeks ago, said, yeah, I had the same interaction with his administration. And now you've seen one by one by one by one by one all of the top Democratic leaders in New York State, the old guard like Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney, and the new guard, like AOC, they've all stood up and said, no, you need to resign. The mayor said it yesterday. Today, the two United States senators, Chuck Schumer and Christian Gillibrand, joined the chorus. Everybody in his political party is saying he's cooked, he needs to resign. Most of them are clinging to the sexual harassment thing. But certainly he should resign and be charged for his wrongdoing and covering up and lying about the nursing home dilemma. But now we're finding out all sorts of other things. So his ex-wife, Carrie Kennedy, the daughter of Robert Kennedy, said that when she was nearing the end of her marriage with him, she felt so frightened by his bullying that she actually slept in a locked bathroom to protect herself, according to the biographer who is writing the story of Cuomo's life. Abusive bullying helped end the marriage between Cuomo, now 63, and Kennedy, the seventh child of former Senator Robert F. Kennedy. They were married from 1990 to 2005. They have three daughters. And by the way, this is really telling. The daughters have been dead silent on their dad's behavior. They're not supporting him publicly. They're not speaking up for him. They have been quiet. Every member of the Democratic Party has said resign. There are not one, but at least four criminal investigations that have been opened, and you've got a serious look being taken by the Attorney General's office, the Congress of the United States, the law enforcement in Albany where the grabber incident happened. And then you've got people in the U.S. Attorney's Office that are looking at the deaths in the nursing homes for criminal wrongdoing there. Friends, this is what happens when you just think you are, you know, untouchable and you don't treat people well. Because no one's coming to his defense. And no one's coming to his defense because he's kind of a jerk. And everybody has been bullied by him. And they're tired of being bullied by him. So even if he didn't have as much responsibility in the nursing home situation, or even if the sexual harassment charges weren't exactly as bad as what the accusations claimed to be, no one's stepping up for him. No one's saying, hey, let's give him a chance. Let him fill out his term. Everybody's gunning for him because he didn't know how to treat people, and he treated them badly. Let the hearer beware. People are the greatest resource in your life. Respect, love, care for them in ways that demonstrates their importance. Because when the Grim Reaper comes for you, will you have anyone willing to stand with you when you feel like you're standing alone? That's the real legacy of what Andrew Cuomo is going to leave behind. After his dad was arguably one of the state's greatest governors, this is going to be his legacy after 3.5 terms. I'm Kevin McCullough. We open the Ladies Lounge next. Michelle Gerson joins me. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Another kid. Yeah, well, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. And, you know, we love talking about travel. We love talking about food. We love talking about restaurants. A little bit later yet tonight, Christine Nicholas is going to rejoin us from Nicholas Lentz PR. You've heard, the word is out. Everything's opening up. So for the city, at least, to 25% capacity in the restaurants, and in the theaters and stadiums and stuff, they're going to let 1 out of 10 seats be filled. So there's some progress there, not where it needs to be. Should be 50% like the rest of the state on the restaurant stuff, but we'll take that over, you know, nothing. So thank you for being with us. Now I do want to turn to the travel side of life for just the next few minutes, because my guest is an expert in that. In fact, she has spent much of her adult life helping other people travel better. You may know her as the Passport Mommy. Michelle Jerson is her name. She formerly had her radio show here on AM 970 The Answer in New York City. She still hosts that show, and if you want to get the podcast, that is available at all the podcast aggregators across the globe. But she took a little time away from the microphone. She had a baby or two, and she's back with us. And Michelle, it's always been so nice to know you, but thank you for coming on the air with us tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kevin. It's always great to talk to you.
And the last time that you were really heavily advising people on travel, there was no pandemic, and we were living in a very different world. And I guess from your perspective, if there were people that were thinking about, okay, now maybe, you know, they're starting to open up different parts of the globe, and they're starting to think about, well, maybe I want to start planning some travel maybe for 2021. What are some tips that people might need to, you know, kind of keep track of for their own well-being to plan differently now than, say, opposed a couple of years ago?
Yes. So first, let me tell you that, unfortunately, I have not traveled anywhere since March, and it's killing me. It's in my blood. I'm going crazy. I want to go somewhere with my kids. And, you know, I feel like if it was probably just me traveling and not the little ones, I might go on the plane knowing that there are precautions that I can take, and I know what I need to do. And there's probably, and I'll tell you about little steps that you can take to protect yourself even more. But I haven't done that yet because I do have a 1.5-year-old and a 3.5-year-old, and I know they're going to be touching everything. So to me, I've been balancing how much stress it'll be to undergo that trip that I really want to do, and is it really worth it at this time? But that being said,
that probably in and of itself is a tip that people should pay attention to. Understand that it's going to be a little more stressful to take the trip that you may not have had as much trouble with a couple of years ago.
Right, exactly. And I think there are people who are saying, hey, you know what, I'm living my life, I'm done with this isolation, and I'm going to travel. And there are people who have been traveling for the holidays. And so I am not going to get into whether or not we should be traveling. If you decide that you'd like to travel, there are just, I feel, some basic things to be aware of. I mean, number one, if you choose to stay close to home and not get on a flight, there's still plenty of options around the country and within, say, a 5-hour driving distance. If you want to rent, say, something from Vrbo, and that's like, you know, it used to be called VRBO, and if you don't know, and it's like vacation rental by owners, where you can rent a whole home that somebody is renting out, and you can ask them, you can say, hey, when was the last time somebody was in this home before me. You can ask them their cleaning procedures. And I think there are very strict rules now to the VRBO, the Vrbo owners, to make sure that they are sanitizing the homes in between the guests. So that could be a really great way to go if you want to visit a destination and you're not comfortable yet, say, staying in a hotel.
Well, you know, similar to yourself, we were a little hesitant because of the kids to get on a plane late last year for our vacation. So we did a rental. We did a home rental in Duck, North Carolina, and drove down. And they did have protocols, and they had a checklist of everything that had been done, and really did a very good job of making us feel like we were in a very, you know, safe and well-kept home that was very close to the beach for us, and all the things that we wanted to, you know, it to have. But they did that extra layer of communication, saying, "Here's all the steps we've also taken because of COVID-19."
Right, exactly. And that must have made you feel good. And here you traveled in your own car, and at the type of place when you are staying in a vacation rental home, you could bring in meals if you choose to, so you don't have to go out to restaurants. And it just makes the whole experience a lot easier if you want kids.
Absolutely. All right, so what's another couple of tips for us?
All right, so if you do decide to stay at a resort, I know that there are some properties, like right around New York, I get emails from the Lodge at Woodlock in the Poconos, and they have some great specials running. So if you do have that itch and you want to go get away, they do have options of renting what's like a vacation rental home or staying in their traditional accommodations. And I know many hotels and resorts, they have things that you can do, like check in on the app so you don't have to go to the front desk. And there's all different protocols in place that you should check with them before you arrive. And this way you are prepared and you can best plan ways to social distance from everybody and still enjoy the amenities of the hotel.
Those are good ideas. And I'm curious, and maybe we'll get into this in the next segment, but the selecting a destination for travel in this kind of circumstance, I think, can be a little overwhelming because I don't know what's open. I don't know how tough it's going to be, you know, with the added precautions and stress to get there and some of those things. So maybe paring down where we go, we can get into that in a second. Is there anything else I need to be aware of? Going to, because I know that the administration's even considering asking people to have a vaccine card to show to airlines before they get on airplanes. What kind of paperwork should I get taken care of before I start planning to travel?
Yeah, I would make sure you have a negative COVID-19 test, and you hope that your fellow flyers do as well. And, of course, that doesn't necessarily protect you. You have that 72-hour period after testing negative when you could possibly still have picked up the virus. But you hope that travelers that are choosing to fly, especially to a destination with very strict protocols, that they have followed all the protocols like you have. So I would advise making sure you have that negative COVID test. And look, even if you're thinking, oh, I'm fine, do it for yourself because you don't want to fly somewhere to get there and find out you're sick. And then that kind of puts a damper.
And then get stuck there. You quarantine there. Yeah. So,
exactly.
All right. We're talking with the Passport Mommy, Michelle Gerson, and you can check out all of her things at PassportMommy.com. She can also go to the podcasts of her shows on the different platforms, the Apple Podcasts, etc. And look, just do a search for Passport Mommy. You'll find her. She's on Instagram, Twitter. She's got it all. But when we come back, selecting a destination, international, domestic, drive only, fly away. How do we go about narrowing that choice down? We'll continue that discussion. And then Christine Nicholas joining us a bit later on tonight's broadcast. Stay here. As we roll through Radio Night Live, don't go anywhere. More with Michelle Gerson, the Passport Mommy, Christine Nicholas, and musical guest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that a Border Patrol facility is no place for a child and that FEMA would work to receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied minors until their immigration case can be processed. The Secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Representative John Katko says adding those responsibilities to FEMA will take away resources from their vaccination efforts. The New York Republican tells Fox News that the order could impact many Americans.
That crisis was created by Biden's executive order, so there's no doubt the disorder at the border was by executive order, and now they're peeling away precious resources from FEMA. And American citizens who need to get have their vaccines and get the personal protective equipment and everything are maybe going to suffer because of the lack of attention.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, so glad to have you with us, and I'm grateful to have the experts coming and joining me every night, people that are so much better at the things that they are specialists in than anything that I do for myself. So it's fun to pick their brains, to be able to rely upon their wealth of information, and we're just going to continue to serve that up here on Radio Night Live on a nightly basis. Michelle Gerson is my guest tonight. She is the Passport Mommy. Her slogan, Motherhood is a Journey. journey. And she was doing travel advising before she became a mommy. And then I think a lot of people, Michelle, wondered, would you still advise on travel after you became a mommy? And I'm very pleased to say that you have, not with just one child, but two now. And it's good to see how, you know, you're not letting that passion that you have for this necessarily be laid to the side. Although I know that motherhood is probably the top passion in your life, at least one of them. So before the break, I was asking you, you know, if people have not taken a trip at all, and I feel like that just the fact that we took one car trip last year to North Carolina, we kind of broke that mold. But there may be people that have said, no, I've literally not gone anywhere, and I'm a little bit hesitant to plan that first trip. What are some of the decision rationale we should use in terms of planning a vacation or a trip away, or even a weekend, just trying to, you know, just to have a little bit of a relief from the house for a little bit? What are some suggestions that you have for us?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you're thinking about an international versus domestic, I would look at countries that have the most COVID-19 infections, which countries or states are doing their best to take COVID-19 seriously. And seriously, it's subjective, right? What I might feel is acceptable, somebody else might not. So whatever your comfort level is, I think you should look and see what the protocols are for that specific part of the country or a country that you're going to, and make your decisions based on that.
Are there resources that you can recommend where we can find information related to travel in that regard?
I would say probably go to the CDC website and see what their current warnings are. See, gotcha, if there are certain destinations that they've said, hey, you know what, you may want to stay away from here right now, or these are the infection rates in this particular destination.
Well, and understand that there may be requirements returning from said destinations that you're going to have to be aware of here, too.
Right, exactly. So you should know if you're going to have to quarantine if you go there. You should know if you have to quarantine when you come back here, and see if that fits into your schedule. I know for a while people were saying, I don't want to go to a destination because when I get there, I don't want to have to quarantine for 2 weeks. There's my whole trip.
Yeah.
So those are things you have to take into account.
So I'm also curious about as we are continuing to come out of it on our own, I've heard less of this, but do you know if there are still implications of just traveling to certain states within the United States? Because I'm getting pegged all the time by the kids and the lovely bride. You know, Dad, we haven't done Disney World in Florida yet, and I know that they have a different level of openness than we do in the New York tri-state area, and are there still concerns about quarantining and so forth traveling domestically?
You know, I haven't, in the recent weeks, I'm not sure what the rules are as far as quarantining domestically. I will look that up, but I do think that is obviously something to research and find out before you go. And then you do have to know, like you said, places like Florida, they may be a little more liberal when it comes to regulations and as far as what's acceptable, what's not. So again, I think it comes down to your comfort level. But what I would say is, if you are going to travel, no matter where you go, is make sure you bring those N95 masks and make sure that you are as protected as you can be.
Yeah. Yeah, they're even recommending two masks now in some regards. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm a little bit cynical about that. I have a really hard time just wearing the one mask to my yoga class twice a week, but because I get all sweaty and then I can't breathe through the thing. But anyway, it's a different story, different problem. Hey, Michelle, great to catch up with you tonight. And if people want to follow, you'll follow up on some of those things and have some tips on your website and social media, I'm sure. People look for Passport Mommy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also PassportMommy.com will get you in contact with Michelle on all those levels. Michelle Gerson, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Absolutely. And give those precious ones of yours big hugs tonight before they go to bed. All right, we've got another great opportunity to catch up to speed on what's going on in terms of New York opening next. Christine Nicholas joins us, and the news is good. Stay with us. You're listening to Radio Night Live, live from New York, being brought to you in portions tonight by Byrna, the maximum self-protection for someone who wants to use non-lethal options. Go to MyByrna.com for more info. MyByrna, BYRNA.com, MyByrna.com. Also, coming up in just a few minutes, Christine Nicholas and our musical guest tonight, Carrie Underwood. Stay with us for Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be back with you once again. And we are talking about something that I feel like has been long overdue. Every week, in fact, when I broadcast with John Katsimatidis on Wednesdays, we look out his studio windows there at WABC Radio, and we look down on a steakhouse that's across the street from his studios, and he says to me nearly every Wednesday when I'm leaving, he's like, Kev, when we open up, you know, we're going to go do dinner right over there. It's one of his favorites, Smith and Walensky. But it's been so long coming. But tomorrow, it's actually going to be a reality. Some places are opening up. Here to discuss is Christine Nicholas. I just almost did it again. I almost called her by the wrong last name.
That's okay.
But Christine, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Of course, Nicholas Lentz, your firm handles a lot of PR for eateries, and you've been an outspoken advocate for the restaurants in such a strong way. I have to wonder if what we're getting tomorrow in the city is really still on par with where the rest of the state is at. But what are your thoughts as we get ready to open this weekend?
Well, I'm very happy that the restaurants in New York City will have at least a fighting chance. You know, they're not still on equal ground with the suburbs. They're going to be allowed to reopen for indoor dining at 25% on Friday. This is an improvement from what the governor had originally planned, which was going to be on Valentine's Day, which, as you know, is Sunday. You know, and Valentine's Day in the restaurant world is the second most profitable day, second only to Mother's Day. But, you know, so the restaurants were advocating that they move the opening earlier so that they could have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and also Monday for some restaurants that are open on Monday. It's a three-day weekend. So,
yeah.
And this is really important because Valentine's Day is usually two tops. It's really just couples that come in, so you're not going to get the huge bill. It's great. You know, you might get a glass of champagne, maybe a bottle of wine, but you're not going to get the huge bills that you would if you had a table of four or six or eight. So the fact that the governor was extending this to open earlier is very welcome news to the restaurant community in New York City.
So, Christine, talk to me. That's what the city's doing. Talk to me about what's next, because if you've got all these other areas of the state that are at 50%, I mean, 25% is still not going to be able to cut it, especially in the city.
Right. In fact, some restaurants are opting not to reopen. They just can't afford to reopen at 25%. The margins in restaurants are so sliver thin that if you can't open at 50 or 75%, it's just not worth it. We lost in New York 171,000 restaurant, bar, nightclub-related jobs, 171,000 out of work. Friday, when they reopen, that will start to reverse this unfortunate spiral, but much more needs to be done. So I think what will happen is they will prove to the governor and to others to, you know, look at the data and the science that you get an infection rate of 1.4% in a restaurant, you get a 74% infection rate at family and social gatherings in home, living room spread. So I think you will not see the surge that some people are predicting. And then I think the governor will also try to open it up to 50% in the coming weeks. But look, I think he realizes that we have to get this economy going. I think he's probably seeing the tax returns, right? They're abysmal.
Or and not seeing them, because more accurate.
And even with Biden in office, there's just so much that the federal government can throw out of the problem. You know, every
right.
city is hurting. So we've got to help ourselves. And we can help ourselves by putting people back to work and by supporting small businesses.
I love that whole mentality, Christine, because as a fiscal conservative myself, I want us to be I want us to pull up more of our own boots than asking Washington to do it. Now, I understand that there's a kind of a cool connection to Times Square for this weekend. What's going on and how can people be of help?
Well, we love Times Square. You know, as a tourism maven here, Times Square is really the epicenter of tourism. It's the crossroads to the world. And I think when people think of coming to New York City, no visit is complete without a visit to Times Square. And I think the bright lights, the tall buildings, the Broadway theaters. But what they don't necessarily think of is that there are about 350 independently owned restaurants in Times Square. Those are mom and pops, right? Those are small businesses. There are about 670 retail establishments in Times Square. Yes, some of them are big chains, But a lot of them are owned and operated by families, small businesses. We need to help Times Square as well. And, you know, just venture, you know, West 46th Street, right? West of the, you know, the Bow Tie, which is the center of Times Square. There's a restaurant row, and there are almost 100 restaurants there. And many of them have been shuttered. Many are still open. They've been doing an amazing job with outdoor dining. But I really wish people would frequent the businesses in Times Square as well. And the Times Square Alliance is going to make it easy for you to give the gift of love. So if you go on the Times Square Alliance website, it's Love in Times Square. It's a new gift card promotion where you can gift a card of any amount to a friend, coworker, teammate, teacher, you know, boyfriend, husband, whatever you want. And that money can be spent at any one of the participating stores.
Oh, nice.
And then they'll be reimbursed. So, you know, it's much like a Visa gift card, but it's specific to the Times Square stores. And it'll really make a difference, you know, by saving these stores. It's make or break right now for many of them because the businesses haven't come back.
No doubt.
You know, and
final couple of minutes here, Christine. The governor is also opening or allowing to open the sports stadiums and the theaters. Talk to me about how, you know, what that looks like. How does that work?
Well, he's opening them up, but in a limited way. I think it's 10%, Kevin. And you know, you can space out at Madison Square Garden, and you can space out at, you know, stadiums that are open air. That's fine. And I commend him. Anything that we can do to start prying open the economy of New York City is terrific. But, you know, we work with Broadway, and unfortunately, it's just not possible for Broadway to recoup the losses with 10% or with spreading out. I mean, it's Broadway theaters are so tight. And on top of it, you know, the difference is with basketball, hockey, baseball, these are all on television, which means that TV stations...
Means revenue. Yeah, it means revenue. Christine Nicholas from Nicholas Lentz PR, thank you for all that you're doing. Coming right back, Carrie Underwood, my special musical guest. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you to everybody who was part of the show tonight. And before we're done, so glad to introduce tonight's musical guest.
But I don't stand the ghost.
And we are, she's got a brand new album that's coming out. She's got three singles off of that album already. In the circuit and in the flow, and tonight she is ready to debut the first single of that album. As we throw it now live, here's Carrie Underwood.
Of Jesus. I feel like this one was one we were searching for, like, what it should be, because it's very, like,
what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
It's just very kind of lopey, and really only thought of, like, one way to do the song, and then trying to kind of mess with it a little bit.
So what if we kept this one, like, kind of more acoustic?
I like that.
Like, just minimal.
We kind of put some tempo behind it and wanted to add these, like, harmonies on it. And we decided to ask Bear Reinhart, the frontman of Need to Breathe, definitely a fan of him and that band. We're talking about how we could hear a certain voice in the mix, just kind of make it sound a little more current, and definitely feel like we did that.
The newest from Carrie Underwood, it's from a project that will have several, not one, but several gospel songs and hymns as part of it, and looking forward to seeing that as it comes out as well. That's it for tonight. Thank you to everybody, and congratulations for those that are going to be experiencing a newly opened, whether it be state of Texas or New York City or anywhere else. And we'll be back next Saturday for more Radio Night Live.
With you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.